You know, Danny, the past few weeks, you're maybe not as been as many snaps as usual for you in the offense. I know you're on the field for that final drive against Dallas, but with Ridley playing a little more, maybe with the possibility of Fall coming off the pup here this week, are you concerned that you may be, you know, losing some snaps here in the offense as the rest of the year goes on?
That's something that I've never really thought about. My thinking is just to go out there and work as hard as I can for my teammates, and that's the biggest deal, and you know, that's something that I'm not going to change.
When you see a guy like Kevin Faulk fighting to come back here, you've talked to us about him before. It seems like as a not just a player, Danny, but as a leader, that's a guy in Kevin Faulk that the Patriots, you and your that locker room, have a ton of respect for that guy.
Yeah, definitely. He helped me out a lot last year, and he's obviously been around this year too. And he's a great guy to have around the locker room for sure.
When you look at this Pittsburgh team, you say they're always a challenge. But it seems as Patriot fans, look, they're a rival, Dan. It's a game that as Patriot fans, we circle. I know you take it week by week, game by game, but does that Pittsburgh uniform, does the Steeler team there in Heinz Field, is it a little more, not a little more focus, but a little more attention that, hey, this is a team that we've battled with year in and year out here in the AFC?
I don't think so, because like you said, we're week by week, we take, you know, the week that we're on is the most important, because it really is. And so I don't know if there's a difference. Every game counts, and it's obviously a big game, and we're excited to play.
You know, you might mention the Heinz Field in that last question. I've been there before. It gets real loud. You were there last year. Do you put that right up there with visiting, you know, a place you've played at in terms of crowd noise?
Yeah, it definitely gets, noisy, and that's, you know, that's something we got to be prepared for, just like, you know, everything in the game we got to prepare for, and we're really looking forward to it.
How hard is it in terms of trying to look at a guy like Troy Polamalu to figure out, Danny, defensively, where the hell this guy's going to be? I mean, watch him on TV. I know he's listed as a safety, but he comes up and he's rushing the quarterback, and like a Rodney Harrison will play on that line of scrimmage. Talk about that and facing a guy like Polamalu this weekend.
He's a great player, and like you said, he can do pretty much everything. He's all over the field, and he's definitely a great player, and someone that does a lot of great things for them. Just like I said earlier, there's a lot of great players at all the positions, and he's definitely one of them.
What have you seen from Ridley so far this season, Danny, as a rookie coming in here as a back? What has impressed you about him?
No, as a running back group, we try to, you know, make sure that we are on top of things and just work really hard. And I think both Ridley and Shane have came in and worked real hard. And that's we take pride in that in our running back room.
All right, you had a chance here to get some time off here. What'd you do? What did the Woodhead family get to do during the bye week here?
You saw Footloose, didn't you, Danny? I know you did. Just admit it.
Not quite. Just take some time to, you know, rest. I mean, you have training camp, and then you have the preseason games, some more games, and just need to sit back and relax and rest a little, but still, I mean, you still got to make sure your body's right, so staying in shape and getting ready for the next opponent, and that's really what, you know, we had to do.
Hold on a second. I know something else that you have coming up, and I think it's next week, so it's not during the bye week, but I'm pretty sure that you're involved with a children's book coming out, Danny Woodhead.
That is true, and you know, it's something that kind of just ended up happening, and it is a cool little deal.
And I've seen some of that, and I know that you'll be promoting that thing. Last one for me, Halloween on Monday. What's the plan here? You going to dress up, go out, trick-or-treat a little bit? You going to hang out at home? What would you dress up as Halloween? Let's go.
Candies?
I don't know if I'll be dressing up as anything in Halloween. My daughter, I might have to get an outfit for her, though.
That's Mia's first Halloween, right?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely the first.
Well, enjoy it, and we certainly appreciate the time, Danny. Best of luck in Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.
There he is, Danny Woodhead, joining us here. Patriots Friday, Mutt and Lou, Sports Radio, WEEI.